like somebody coming. It don't. Yeah, the devil can use other folks to do your dirty work, but he can sometimes come and do it himself. Hallelujah. Can the church say amen?
Amen?
And God wants you now to become strong soldiers. That's the message tonight. The Bible says, "Be ye strong in the Lord and in the power of His might." Even when the devil choking you, they got old cartoons. One of the mechanics got in his bay. Where there's something, a fish had grabbed somebody and had got him in his, had his head in his mouth. But the rascal got grabbed a hold to his neck and was choking him. And as long as he had choking him, he couldn't swallow him. And that's why we have to be wiser than that devil. Long as I'm pleading blood upon you, Satan, you ain't gonna be able to keep. You ain't gonna be able to bust this hard. You ain't gonna be able to do this now. The same thing, and when those finances are down, the Bible says we all you got to do is call, you've been paying your tithe. He said you can come bombard heaven, and he said he'll open up that door, and somebody gonna come and bring you what you need. You can stand on that word when you're doing what the Lord has told you to do. There's been a many times, Bishop don't know where something coming. But I never lose. I never have backsliding on my mind. Sometimes it waits till the last moment. And hear that blessing that I've been looking for. It'll be right there. He might not be there when you want it. But the Bible, as old song says, it'll always be there on time. That's what we're trying to get. We're trying to get somebody to have that faith. See, sometimes, even the preacher be telling you to do things. Sometimes we don't want to do it. But Paul told his people to follow him as he followed Christ. I remember back in the Old Testament, I can't remember how it goes, but there's a God that told the man of God how he wanted them to take the city. And I believe somebody want to try to find where I'm coming by. I believe it was Jericho, wasn't it? Jericho. And they had certain things to do that looked real stupid. And that's why the Bible said God takes the foolish things to confound who? The wise folks. And that's why sometimes the people don't believe. They come into church and they see us jumping and shouting, and it looks like stupidness there. You stupid people, you're standing up there, I don't see what you're feeling for. No way. And they bind in the services because they won't get into the service. They was told how they had to march around the city there. And the soldiers was laid back and said, look at them stupid. Oh, Lord, look at it. Jesus Christ. Get anybody to see that? Glory to God. They watched them for 6 days. Wouldn't even kill them. Because they stupid. Marching around here singing songs and hymns and stuff. But the Bible says on the seventh day when you do your march, he said, I want you to shout. And he said, the wall's going to come down, the city is yours. And they did just that. They did that. And they took the city. See, some things that you see, that's why the Bible says again, faith is what? The substance of things hoped for. And the evidence of things not seen. See, they couldn't even see with all those armed soldiers them having that city. But the man of God said, we're going to do what God said do. And when they did it, the walls came down and the enemy was confounded. They probably just gave up. And God wants us to do the same thing, to step out and walk on the water, say.
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our message today and we're truly blessed. Each month, our ministry provides free food and clothing on the first and third Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. for all men, women, and children. For more information, please call 337-238-0314. Praise be to God for our founder and pastor, Annie Mulberry. Be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again this same time next week. This ain't no ordinary. The kind of service greater than
Tim, yo, you're my hero. How you do it? How you stay strong? Let them all know there's so much that I've been through.
Thank you for tuning in to the radio ministry of the Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer, located in Leesville, Louisiana, the place where the Spirit and anointing, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, abides in abundance. The Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer is located at 1100 Nona Street, at the intersection of Nona and Verone. And now, to our elder, with an anointed sermon already in progress.
So say I'm good, good enough to love myself. So good, good enough to have success. What you gain from all your stress is the freedom to know that you are blessed. I'm good, good enough to handle my...
Just hold it right there. Let me introduce the speaker. Yes, Lord God. Our speaker tonight, amen, the man that loved God. He's our National Food Service Administrator. I heard him tell a story one time. He ran out of everything down there in Odell. Still made a meal. Ran out of everything. See, he looked in the thing, they had nothing but flour, a space where flour's supposed to be at. They made three meals out of it. Amen. It's a man I'm proud to call my brother in Christ. Amen. Let's put our hands together. Amen. For our National Food Service Administrator. Amen. Elder Moses. Come on, somebody. Come on. Come on. Come on. Some of y'all ain't praise him. Some of y'all not clapping y'all hands. Come on. Praise him. Come on. Praise him. Come on. Praise him.
Amen. 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 Giving honor to Jesus. Giving honor to Jesus. Giving honor to Jesus. My way maker. Giving honor to Jesus, praise the Lord. The life giver. Giving honor to Jesus, the healer. Giving honor to Jesus, the door, praise the Lord. Giving honor to Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 You may have your seat if you can, praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To the Lord have been good, praise the Lord. To the house of prayer, praise the Lord. I said the Lord have been good to the house of prayer. Hallelujah. You should be clapping, praise the Lord. Truly giving honor, praise the Lord, to my pastor, praise the Lord. Pastor Marbury, praise the Lord. Giving honor to the assistant pastor, praise the Lord. Our national superintendent, praise the Lord. All the prophetess, all the ministers, all the mothers, all the deacon brothers, our special guest tonight, our musician, praise the Lord. Everyone that make up this gathering together tonight, the whole house of faith, praise the Lord. I want to preach the word tonight, praise the Lord. I'm not going to be long before you. I know, praise the Lord, that you have read it before, praise the Lord, but I want to talk about Judas tonight. I want to talk about Judas tonight, praise the Lord. Because that's what the Lord put on my heart to preach about Judah tonight. Because how many know that he was one of the 12, praise the Lord? You know, and I began to look up his name, and I didn't know his name was the praise of the Lord. His father and mother called him the praise of the Lord. You know? And they were looking for high things for Judah. And Jesus chose him, just like he chose the rest of the disciples, he chose Judah too. He was a treasure. Judah was the one that had the money. Money bag, carried the money bag. You know, but Judah, praise the Lord. The Bible began to say that that on the day of the feast of unleavened bread, praise the Lord, and they was getting ready, praise the Lord, to take the Passover. And Jesus began to say, I have chosen 12, and one of you is a devil. He said, one of you is the devil. That's what the word said. The devil. And then they all look up and say, well, I don't want to be called a devil. Not too many people want to be called the devil. So they begin to say, Lord, is it I? Lord, is it I? And Lord, is it I? And then Judas decided to say, Lord, is it I? He said, yeah, you said it. See, Jesus was straightforward, praise the Lord. He didn't cut the corner. He said, you have said it. And he said, praise the Lord, what you going to do, go and do it quickly. And we're going to go ahead and take this Passover. What you going to do, go ahead and do it quickly. We're going to go into the Word of God, praise the Lord, tonight, praise the Lord. Let's go to the book of Luke tonight, praise the Lord. And I know that it's also in the book of Matthew, and in the book of Mark, and in the book of John, but let's go to the book of Luke, praise the Lord. Luke, the 22nd chapter, praise the Lord. And Luke is between Mark and John, praise the Lord, if you don't know where it at. When you have it, say amen. Starting for the first verse, it said, now in the feast of unleavened bread draw nigh, which is called the Passover, and the chief and the scribe sought, meaning that they planned how they might kill him. Him is Jesus, for they feared the people. Third verse is a very important verse. It said, then enter Satan into Judah, surnamed Iscariot, being of the number of the 12. Like I say, he was one of the 12 disciples. And he went his way and communed. He went and discussed with the chief priest and the captain how he may betray Jesus, him is Jesus, unto them. Okay, the fifth verse, and they was glad, and they covered it to give him money. They're going to pay him to do that, praise the Lord. If you're going to do that, then, you know, we ain't got to do it. And then it says, praise, and he promised and sought opportunity to betray him unto them in the absence of the multitude. Okay, now we're going to skip down to the 45th verse. And when he had rose up from praying, talking about Jesus, and was come to his disciple, he found them sleep for sorrow, and said unto them, why sleep ye? Rise and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. Number 47, and while they yet spake, behold, a multitude, and he that was called Judah, one of the 12, went before them and draw nigh unto Jesus to kiss him. Verse number 48 says, but Jesus said unto him, Judah, betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss? Are all the things a kiss, Judah? Let's go to the book of Acts. You got John, and then you got the book of, then you got Acts. Acts, the first chapter, verse 14. It said, these all continue, talking about the disciple, with one accord, and that one accord is with one mind, and prayer and supplication, with the who? With the women, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, with his brothers. I'm going to continue to read. And in these days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said, the number of the name together was about 120. Men and brethren, this scripture must need have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spake before concerning Judah, which was guided to them that took Jesus. And then the next verse said, he was numbered with us. He was one of the disciples and have attained a part of the ministry. He had attained
Paul, he was a disciple. Amen. Now this man purchased a field with the reward of iniquity and fell headlong. He burst under in the midst of all his bile gushed out. And then the 19th verse said, it was known unto all that dwell at Jerusalem, inasmuch as the field is called in their proper tongue at Seldomen, that is to call the field of blood. Let's bow here for a word of prayer. Father God, we thank you for your word tonight. Father God, and I pray, Lord God, that this word, Lord God, would go forth, Lord, with demonstration of your power. Lord God, and I pray, Lord God, that, Lord God, that you would touch everyone, Lord God. Everyone, Lord God, by the sound of my voice, Lord God. And Father God, I pray, Lord God, that you continue to watch over us, Lord God, and watch over and keep us, Lord God, right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 The Bible said that he was one of the disciples, praise the Lord. But you see, when the devil, praise the Lord, comes in, praise the Lord, he comes in like a flood. He comes in, praise the Lord, when you don't want him to come in, he come in. He come in and he take, praise the Lord. But Judah, praise the Lord, parents had high hope for Judah. They were glad to know that he was one of the 12, praise the Lord. One of the disciples, praise the Lord. And he seen Jesus did many miracles. Many signs and wonders Judah saw Jesus do, praise the Lord. And don't you know you can be in the church, praise the Lord, and the word is going forward with the anointing and with power, praise the Lord, and you so far from the church is unreal. Your mind is so far, praise the Lord. We ain't even start going to Washington. Your mind is on Washington, D.C. right now, and you may not like me tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Your mind is on packing, praise the Lord. But the Bible says he walked to and fro, praise the Lord, seeking who he may devour, praise the Lord. He looking, praise the Lord, to see who he may devour. If he can't get you, then he's going to try to get somebody else, praise the Lord. Get you not to hear the word, praise the Lord, because I found out that the word, praise the Lord, of God is alive. It's not a dead word, but the word of God is alive. Let every man be alive, but the word of God is true all by itself, praise the Lord. Never want a sugar-coated word, praise the Lord. But I ain't come to sugar-coat it tonight. Come, praise the Lord, to preach the word and line out, praise the Lord. Judah was among the 12, praise the Lord, that seen the miracle. He had Peter, when Peter began to say, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. When Jesus began to say to Peter, flesh and blood did not reveal this unto you, but the Holy Ghost revealed it to you. See, praise the Lord, God have anointed all of us in the office. He have anointed us, praise the Lord, to pray for the sick, to lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover, praise the Lord. Judah got off a track, saint. He began to do his own thing, praise the Lord. He thought that Jesus didn't know all things. And that's why he said, it's the one that dip his hand in it. Yes, it's you, praise the Lord. Go in and do what you need to do. See, the Lord knows everything. See, you can't fool the woman. You can't fool the pastor, praise the Lord. Because the pastor have been ordained by God, praise the Lord. You can't fool her, praise the Lord. Just like Bishop said, I see right through that. There's some stuff you can see right through, praise the Lord. You can tell when you're lying, praise the Lord. You know how some people lie and they can't look at you? You know they're telling a lie because they can't even look in your face. The stuff that they say and they can't even look in your face. But then they say, oh, I'm telling the truth. Go on. And what Jerry Judah said, go on with it then. Tell me some more then, where I can get a good understanding of what you're saying. Tell me some more. See, the devil desire to sip us, saint. To sip us like wheat, praise the Lord. He want to trip us up, praise the Lord. But Jesus began to say, but I pray for you. I pray for y'all, saint, that your faith fail not, praise the Lord. That y'all hold on, praise the Lord, to the home of the altar, praise the Lord. 99 and a half and a get it, you got to get 100, praise the Lord. See, when you get down on your knees, praise the Lord, and begin to tell the Lord, Lord, you are so wonderful. Lord God, there's no God like you upon this earth, praise the Lord. Lord, I assure you. Lord God, I lift you up, Lord. You're my God, Lord. When you begin to tell the Lord that, praise the Lord.
Then you move something, praise the Lord.
But we getting up too soon, praise the Lord. Only you talking, praise the Lord. And then you stay down there long enough. You know the Lord beginning to tell you, praise the Lord, say, it ain't your brother. It's not your sister. But it's you. You. You the one, praying the Lord. Hallelujah. That need, praise the Lord, to be purged. We don't purge no more. Praise the Lord. You the one. It's not your brother, not your sister. Quit looking at your brother. Quit looking at your sister. It's you. It's you, praise the Lord. It's you. Hallelujah. You stay down there long enough. Hallelujah. That when you praise the Lord, you'll get your breakthrough. If you stay down there long enough. Hallelujah. The Bible said the affection, fervent prayer of the righteous. Hallelujah. The availing much. Hallelujah. It's availing much. Hallelujah. But the trouble is, if God, praise the Lord, told our pastor to come before us and tell us that we need to pray, we need to take heed to the word of God. Hallelujah. Because the word of God is a quick word. It's a powerful word. It's a sharp word. Hallelujah. It get on down. See that word get on down. I know the inside. That word won't let you go to sleep. You try to sleep at night. That word will wake you up early in the morning. Hallelujah. That word of God. Hallelujah. The word of God. Hallelujah. 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 But we ain't staying down there long enough. Hallelujah. We ain't staying there down there long enough. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, God sometimes have to call, praise the Lord, certain things to happen to us. Hallelujah. They're causing us to get down on our knees. Hallelujah. See, when you get down on your knees, you find out that's your more reasonable servant to get down and call on the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Then praise the Lord. That when something happened, praise the Lord. But long as you, hallelujah, in your flesh. You can't please God in your flesh. You can't please God. Hallelujah. Because the Bible said that God is a spirit. Hallelujah. God is a spirit. He's a spirit. He ain't flesh. He's not a flesh God. But he's a spirit. Hallelujah. 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 See, it's a spirit in you. Hallelujah. The spirit in you. It's the Holy Ghost in you. Hallelujah. It should quicken your body. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus began to tell the disciples. Hallelujah. He began to tell them to wake up. Somebody's sleeping. You need to wake up. You need to shake yourself. Hallelujah. You need to shake yourself. You need to shake yourself. Hallelujah. That's what you need to do. Hallelujah. See, when you want somebody to wake up, you have to shake them sometime. Hallelujah. You got to shake yourself. Hallelujah. So that you won't go to sleep. Jesus began to tell them. Hallelujah. Told him, say, you need to wake up. Hallelujah, because my time is at hand. Hallelujah. As I'm talking to you, he that going to betray me is coming right now. Hallelujah. Judas thought he had it all covered up. Some people think they got it all covered up. He said, praise the Lord. I know if I just kiss him, praise the Lord. That Jesus think it's just an ordinary, praise the Lord, routine. Hallelujah. But how many know that Jesus is God? Jesus is God. Jesus is God. Jesus is God. Jesus is God. Hallelujah. He said, when you see me, you seen the Father. How long have I been with you and you don't know who I am? When you see me, you seen the Father. Just thought he had it all covered up. Somebody think they got it all covered up. Think that nobody knows. But everybody knows. The Holy Ghost is the one that's in charge. He thought he had it all covered up. He went and kissed, tried to kiss the Lord. But the Lord said, you tried to betray me with a kiss. See, some people, praise the Lord, will use anything, praise the Lord, to get to you, praise the Lord, because of the anointing. Because of the anointing. It's the anointing. Hallelujah, that destroy the yoke. It's the anointing of God that destroy the yoke. It's the anointing, hallelujah, that stirs up the devil. Hallelujah, that the devil don't like. The devil don't like the anointing. But it's the anointing that destroy the yoke. It destroy the yoke. It destroy the yoke. It destroy the yoke of bondage. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost. Our youth need the Holy Ghost. Our youth need the Holy Ghost. Our young lady need the Holy Ghost. Our young lady need the Holy Ghost. They need the Holy Ghost. Our young men need the Holy Ghost. Everybody need the Holy Ghost. Everybody need the Holy Ghost. With the evidence of speaking in an unknown tongue, as the Spirit give you the utter. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm talking about the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jeremiah said, is it like fire shed up in my bone? Is it like fire shed up in my bone? I tried to sit down, but every time I sat down, hallelujah, I had to get back up again. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost.
It's the anointing that breaks the yokes. It's the anointing, children of God. Hallelujah. The Bible says hallelujah is the highest praise. It's the highest praise that you could give to your God. That's why we say hallelujah. Let your voice say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. That's what all that praying was for. He said, if my people, not everybody else, but if my people, which are called by my name, called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, said, then I will heal their sickness. I'll heal their pocketbooks. I'll pay their bills. I'll bring their husband back home. I'll bring their wife back to them. I'll give them that promotion on the job. I'll even give them that don't have a job a job. If my people, I'll give them wisdom and understanding. I'll give them spiritual knowledge. If my people, yes, it's the anointing that breaks the yokes. I wouldn't walk out of here like I came in. I came in expecting something. I need something from the Lord. I'm tired of running the way I've been running, God. I'm tired of me, Lord. I come to worship. I come to worship you, Father. I come to worship you, God. I need you to have mercy on me, Lord. Yes, I'm grateful. I'm grateful, Jesus. I need you, Lord. Yes. This is what we was created for. This is what we were created for. He created all of us for his glory. And no matter what you may be going through right now, no matter what you may be going through, God said, I created you to praise me.